There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that doesn't dress up. And joining me as always is the fully clothed, but not dressed up, Lee.
I would love to dress up this year if somebody would do it with me, because I found the perfect Gomez Adams three-piece suit. I mean, the perfect
Side of this. I don't get why you keep
on. I am not on the easier side of it. Dude, it's a black dress. I bet our listeners.
Well, I mean, I can, but right not in a great now, way.
I bet our listeners right now could send us some Amazon links to a long, slinky black dress
that'll fit a 6'2 male. That'll fit a 6'2 male.
That'll fit a 6'2 male who's 210 pounds, right?
40.
Oh, well, okay, 240. So I bet
I wear it well, though.
You wear it beautifully. You do wear it beautifully. And a long black wig. I bet our listeners could find that right now and send us lots of Amazon links, because I had to go to like two different thrift stores to find mine. Two, John. That was a lot of work for me, but it was a three-piece suit that was so Gomez Adams. It was,
So we have some new guests you wanted to talk about.
Well, I do want to talk about new guests.
Switches the subject quickly.
As he changes the subject quickly, send links, people, send links. But I do want to talk about, I just have to brag on me. I'm sorry. I just have to brag on me. So happy. We in X-Track are now glad that Mallory Jansen and Nick Blood, honest to God, people, that's his name, Nick Blood, are coming for Agents
Nick
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. See, they could have just gone with his name.
Nick Blood plays Lance Hunter and Mallory Jansen played Ida. So really excited about both of them joining all the panels. I'm not exactly sure what days are coming yet. Watch for the app when it comes out in about a week and a half. But that'll be awesome. And and it's also cool because Mallory Jansen was also Madalena in Gallivant. And so, which was one of those shows that people love to cosplay as and have a lot of fun with, and kind of a lot of people got a once upon a time feel from it and things like that. So, I mean, I think that's really great that we're going to get there, but I think it's cool. But I love the idea of cosplaying, John. I wish you would help me and do that with me. But you know what? If you don't, it's all right. It's all right. I'll just hold my, depression aside. I'll push it aside, because you know what? We are having a lot of people who do cosplay at con, and we have people that cosplay for really awesome, awesome, great ideas. And this got teased when we had our lovely,
Jill, PJ,
Jill. On Kaleidoscope. And so now we have Faith, who leads cosplayers with the Disney princesses that they did last year. And she and many more are going to be back. So hi, Faith.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. So, all right, Faith, remind people who you played last year when you did the princess meetup.
Character encounter thing.
Say that one more time. You're breaking up.
The question was, who did you play last year? Who were you cosplaying as last year for the character meetup?
Last year at the thing, I was Elsa.
Okay, so Elsa. And this year, are you still going to be Elsa, or who will you be this year?
This year, I don't know. I'm going to be filling in where needed.
Awesome.
Because, you know, the panel we do, it's not about me at all. So, you know, yes. Even if I find people to fill every position, that would be awesome. And I just wouldn't do it. I would just show up and take pictures and whatever. It's, you know, it's not about me. I don't really care who I am if I even participate in it. It's, you know, all for the kids for sure. I've got it down to a couple of slots left. So,
so quickly explain what it is we're talking about, because we really haven't mentioned what we're talking about. If you didn't listen to the PJ, the Kaleidoscope podcast, explain real quick what it is that happened last year, which is the first year it happened, and then what's happening this year.
So this is our second year that we've had it, at least in recent history. Basically, we're having what we're calling a kids character encounter. It's basically where the kids and, you know, the Kaleidoscope track puts it on. We have it so that the kids can come and they can meet their favorite Disney princess or their favorite superhero, or should I say, knock on wood, their favorite Star Wars character.
Ooh,
it's a surprise for this year. Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, just so that they can, you know, have a little bit more one-on-one time with their favorite character. Because, you know, they're going to see lots of their favorite whatever in cosplay throughout the con. But, you know, not all cosplayers want to spend 10 minutes with a kid and talking with them and hugging them. And, you know, it's great if they do, but, you know, they won't necessarily want to. So this is kind of a way for the kids to come and, you know, get that one-on-one time and really, you know, get to embrace the magic of everything and, you know, make the kids con, make it their favorite day ever, you know, or as Rapunzel would say, best day ever.
The best day ever. And that's just it, guys. You're not meeting Faith. You're meeting Elsa. You're not meeting John Doe. You're meeting whoever that person may be playing. So you're meeting Gaston or Belle or Rapunzel or whoever. So when these kids are meeting them, they are completely in character, and it is so amazing to watch the kids when they see them and talk to them, and they're like, oh, and yeah, it's so great to see that. It is. It's the best feeling ever.
Up on their eyes. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, cause I saw some video from last year, just a very short snippet of a little girl who was almost crying because she got to meet Elsa. And I think you had an Anna last year too, an Elsa and an Anna, or she met somebody else and she was like almost in tears because she was so happy to meet them and hug them and tell them how happy she was and things like that. So it's awesome.
Yeah. It's definitely all about the kids. Cause you know, they're still innocent. They still believe in all of the magic and the wonder of the world. So it's kind of amazing just to kind of get to feed into that and see the light go off in their eyes when they see their favorite character come to life or meet their dream superhero. You know, it's
no, it is. And it's so, they're just so adorable. I remember years ago seeing somebody on the floor with a little kid who was so happy. And by little kid, I'm talking like 5, 6, whatever. Who was so happy to talk to Spider-Man, and he was looking at the costume and he was looking at his web shooters, and you know, that kid believed that was Spider-Man, guys. And for, you know, a couple of minutes, so did I. And I kind of like, sometimes we need those moments of joy and happiness in our lives.
Especially in today's world, you know.
Especially in today's world. And so doing that. So, but the great news is, so last year, you were in a decent room, but it wasn't huge. This year, you're in a much bigger room and you're bringing more people. So talk about that.
So last year was kind of like a test run. The powers that be at Dragon Con were not so sure that it would be a success, or, you know, they weren't sure it would run super smoothly. So, you know, they kind of had us be in a little backup room or whatever it's called,
an overflow room.
Kind of a overflow. That's what it was. As kind of like a test run to see how it would all come together. And it ended up being a huge success. One of the best attended panels for Kaleidoscope, which I think is amazing. I know I keep using that word, but it is.
So this year we were granted a bigger room. It's actually a room that Kaleidoscope already uses for the family-friendly dance that goes on every Sunday evening of con. So it's not a new room, but it is a much bigger room, which is awesome because it's about twice the size of our last room, which means we have about twice as many characters coming, which I'm super thrilled about.
Well, can you tell us a couple of the other characters? I mean, obviously the list is always in flux because of, you know, just the way Dragon Con is. But are there a couple that you can say that you're about 80% sure will make it there?
Yeah. So we've got, you know, the usual princesses. Most of the ones that we had last year, we've got them coming back. We've got Belle, of course, and a certain 5 dozen egg eating friend of hers might be attending. We have a gorgeous Aurora, and her prince will be visiting us. Of course, Elsa and Anna. We cannot have this event without Elsa and Anna. There might be a riot.
Very possibly. Yes.
Of course, a certain Wayfinder princess might be coming with her demigod friend. Yeah. You guys are going to love them. Oh my gosh. They look amazing. These cosplayers are amazing. You guys.
I'm sorry.
A certain fairy friend and a little boy who never wanted to grow up might be visiting us. I'm trying to be vague and punny, but I'm not very good at that. So that's kind of like, well, we've got more than that, of course, but you know, that's just a little teaser for the princess and royalty side, I call it. Then we have a lot more superheroes coming this year. Yes, I'm so excited. Three of which will have had movies this year.
Oh.
So Wonder Woman, of course, you know, she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man had a movie this year. Mm-hmm. And then this guy's, his movie hasn't been released yet, but Black Panther might be attending.
Ooh.
Amazing. Oh my God.
So
it's amazing.
So the folks that are going to be there, you actually vet them to make sure that their costumes are appropriate for kids, I imagine. Yeah. That would be A. but B, that are also faithful to the actual the original intent of the character, I guess.
Yes. So I actually we've got it posted in our Facebook event. You know, like I said earlier, I'm open to I'm always open to new faces joining us and new characters. Cause you know, I think it's wonderful that people do want to participate. I'm trying to, you know, prevent duplicates and prevent, discrepancies among characters. So, you know, I do have people message me and, you know, tell me why they're interested and, you know, send me pictures of their costume and wig and just the character in general. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure it's, you know, at least it's passable and, you know, it's not just, you know, a $10 Amazon dress and a $5 wig, you know, it's actually, it looks real, you know, it's not just a little fake something or other. And that will ruin the magic for the kids. Cause that would be the worst feeling in the world. Having a kid walk in and the light go away, you know, cause they just see someone, it's not real to them, you know? So I do want to make it real for all the kids. And then, you know, I of course asked them, you know, have you worked with kids while in costume before, which, you know, is not a requirement, but it does help because, you know, if you're not used to it, having all these kids swarming you, it might be a little overwhelming because they come in, they're amazed by everything. So, you know, you got to prepare them for that. I spend probably an hour or so just chatting with someone and making sure that they're the right fit for the character that we need and, you know, their character looks accurate to either the movie or the parks. You know, I'm pretty flexible on whichever, but you know, as long as they look like the character, you know. So,
and I think there is in talking to Faith and then seeing what they've done and watching her and the pictures they do, you know, this is as close as they're going to get to Belle, a real Belle, unless you're at the Disney park and you're walking through there and you see a character encounter with Belle. I mean, this is it, guys. This is, they are amazing. And I know we use that term a lot right now, but you know, this is the person you're going to think is really Belle. The kid's going to think is really Belle. It's kind of fun. And it's a, it is so adorable to watch them, to the little kids. And there's not, you know, and that's why she's very careful on this too. Cause you know, two Belles confuses people. So we don't want to confuse little 4-year-old minds or 6-year-old or 10-year-old minds or whatever age they are. But you know, last year I heard you had a lot of kids, but you did have at least one or two couples that were like, can I please meet Belle or please meet whoever, which I think is also kind of adorable too.
Let's get into it. It's, of course it's Dragon Con. So, you know, we're going to find nerds everywhere, which is, I'm cool with, you know, I'm a nerd. I'm an out there, you know, but no, I totally love when the adults get into it and, you know, they can come by and maybe just if adults come by, just don't be in full costume. You know, we don't want to compute, you know, casual costumes. It's fine. Whatever. Just, you know, don't try to one up the performers.
I'm pretty sure Jill is going to have a gatekeeper at the door on that. But don't take away the magic from the kids. Okay.
Please. Yeah, it's totally all about the kids. You know, like I said earlier, like it's this panel was not about me. It's not about me getting to play dress up with friends. It's like if I don't even get to participate in it, I'm okay with that. Like, I just want to make it magical for the kids. You know, that's what our entire goal is of this panel is, you know, helping them believe for another year, making their day, making them have the best day ever.
Well, and I want to say she's very honest about that because pre-show we were talking and I said, so who are you going to be? Because I couldn't really remember who she was last year. And she said, I might not be anybody because all the characters that I do might actually be filled with other people. And I'm good with that. I'll just be around taking pictures and helping out. So she's serious about this, folks. She's serious. She's good about this. She wants the kids to have the best time. And I want all the pictures, Faith. If you do that, I want all the pictures because watching those little faces with joy is just awesome.
Yeah, seeing the pictures from last year is just amazing. Like, there's one picture I'm thinking of in particular. It's a little girl. She got to meet Flash. And taking a posed picture together, and he's doing the arms and the Flash pose, and she's doing it too, and she can't be more than 3 years old. She's wearing a tutu, but she's doing the Flash pose with the Flash, and it's just so cute. I love it.
That's it. And I also know that, so I'm also going to say, anybody from Dragon Con, I think they did have somebody there last year, but if we do not have a Dragon Con official photographer there during this, I'm going to be very disappointed in Dragon Con because we need to build the next generation. We're at 31 years, guys.
Yeah.
We've
got, I think, 2 or 3 committed.
Awesome. Good.
We're expecting 40 characters minimum.
Oh, wow.
I didn't tell you guys all of them.
This is a tease. You got to go and see the rest, right?
So we could definitely, you know, that's a lot of character interactions with the kids. We could definitely use a couple more photographers. You know, and if there's photographers that are interested in joining us, just find me on Facebook. I'm like all over the event page. And I'm all over the Facebook groups. So just find me. I would love to talk with you guys. I need any more photographers.
Any more? Faith, my husband will be probably chatting with you soon. Just FYI, there you go. But no, I think this is so much fun. And I do, parents, if you're there. Now, Faith, what time is this panel? Let's remind everybody.
I was going to say, we've gone almost 20 minutes. We haven't mentioned what day or time it is, tentatively.
Well, we're so excited about the costumes. Sorry.
So the panel is going to be Sunday morning of con. So Sunday, September 3rd. It's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning from 10 to 11. And it's going to be in the Marriott. Room A601 and 602. So if you did the family-friendly dance at all in the past years, it's in that exact same room. It's in the back of the atrium, kind of behind the elevator banks, all the way on the far end of the wall. In the Marriott.
It's in the Marriott A601, 602, which is that really nice, long, great room. I'm pretty sure they're moving the chairs around for you guys. That was my understanding. Mm-hmm. Also, so there'll be not lots of space to be with your different characters and not like have somebody's elbow from another picture if you're the parent trying to get this. Also, parents, it is the Marriott. So depending on what time you get there, because I know just like you do, I've been around them and I had one, but they'll be up early. So it's 10 a.m. A lot of people aren't up and around yet or are slowly groggily walking around. So if you get to that, Starbucks, maybe, 9:30-ish or so, there might not be that long of a line. You can go and get it, get one or two Starbucks, one for now, one for later. And just kind of mosey on up there. It's a great room. It's a lot of natural light. I don't know if you guys have to close those windows or not, but it is a really great room for this. There's a lot of space there and, you're going to really enjoy that. That's a great room for that.
Yeah. And it's definitely early enough to where, you know, the undesirable, you know, the un-kid friendly people are probably still asleep.
This is way before Watershed, folks. This is way before Watershed. So you're not, you know, you don't have to worry about that. This is 10 a.m. and it's Sunday. So it's day two of the con. So a couple of people have had lot of fun.
Three.
And that's great. But yeah, so you're good.
Three of the con.
Day three and a half.
Actually, technically day four, but we'll
all right, I'll give right you now. I will give you day three of con. You're correct. I'm not going with day four, John. Stop it.
That's actually creepy being up that early in the Marriott. When I was walking to the panel last year, I had the characters meet up pretty early so we could get set up. And I'm walking through the Marriott, and it's empty. And I'm like,
I know, yeah.
Is this DragonCon? What?
Yeah, everyone had just gone to sleep about 3 hours prior to that.
Right. They're trying to get their 4 to 6 hours of sleep so they can get up and do more stuff. But it's a good time to do that. And I think it's also great because if you're there for all 4 days of con and you are, you know, you've seen the kids got all excited about the parade and all the characters they saw in the parade. You know, this is a place where you're like, okay, well, let's go see which characters are here. You know, this is, again, something great to do with your kids in the morning and have fun with it too, because, I really want to thank KT and you, Faith, for putting this on. I know this is a buku of work, not only for both of you, but also all those wonderful, wonderful people that are getting in costume and character. And we thank them too, because this, I love it.
Every moment is worth it. I had several of my performers last year come up to me after and they were like, that was my favorite panel of the entire con. And, you know, I can say the same thing for me. It's my favorite panel. I'm probably a little biased, but, you know, it's
so it's not even my track. And it's one of my favorites, too, because I think Jill last year showed me a couple of people. It was either after Dead Dog or it was at Dead Dog or earlier. Like we ran into each other. And she goes, look at these couple. And she showed me a couple of pictures. And I was just like, oh, I needed that moment of awe right now. So thank you. So, yeah,
it's definitely heartwarming. Oh, see all the future nerds of Dragon Con.
Yay! This is the third generation. I mean, you got to think my son would have been like the next generation. So now we're on. Would this be Voyager, John? Deep Space Nine? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Star Trek. So would this be like the sixth Doctor or the seventh Doctor, John? Oh, wait. No, you don't do Doctor Who either. you want to try one of your fandoms, John?
I am going to go see the five Doctors for Rift Tracks Live. But anyway.
You are going to go see the five Doctors for Rift Tracks Live because your son is dragging
you. That might be the case. So, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
You got, first of all, tell us how you got into cosplaying.
My husband and I both went to Georgia Tech in downtown Atlanta. And I think it was my junior year. I don't remember. I heard someone talking about it. They're like, there's this big, huge nerdy thing going on downtown all weekend. And I was like, wait, what? And they were trying to tell me about it. And I was like, that sounds like fun. And I turned to, we were just boyfriend, girlfriend. So I was like, honey, we should go do that. That sounds like fun. Let's go check it out. Why not? Right. So we couldn't go Saturday cause we were both in the band. So we, you know, had football game.
Mm-hmm. Yay, football too. We love football too.
And what did you play?
I played trumpet and my husband plays trombone.
Awesome. All right.
Yes. Yes for the brass, baby. Yes for the brass. There we go.
But so we couldn't Saturday. So we ended up getting one day Sunday passes and checking it out. And from the moment we walked into the atrium at the Marriott, we were hooked. And it was just like, we're doing this again next year. And
then I have found my tribe. There you go. Yep.
Like it turned into, we're doing this again and again and again. And now I think we're year five or six in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, now it's, of course, we buy weekend passes and we plan this out a year in advance and we've got it down to a science at this point. we no longer live in Atlanta, but it's still, we make the trip every year. It's like our big vacation thing that we plan every year. It's, I've been looking forward to it since last year's con. So,
Can I ask now, does your husband cosplay as well? We want to get into how you cosplay, but does he also do this as well? Or does he just help you and hold your trains?
He's very good at lacing corsets. He's gotten very good at it.
Good man.
Well, because, you know, all the costumes, they have lace-ups.
Mm-hmm.
He's not cosplaying this year. I think he's going to next year. He is an engineer, so he wants to actually make a functional BB-8. And then, and he wants me to cosplay as Rey, of course. And anyways. Ooh. But that's next year's split. See, we're thinking, like, three cons in the future already.
Oh, I'm
excited to see. I'm hoping he can get it working because that would be awesome.
I want Ray to come and I'm sorry. I want BB-8 to come to an extract panel for something. I'll figure it out later. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it. Awesome. I think it was probably my second or third con. I decided, after seeing all the cosplays, I was like, I want to dress up, you know, and I'm obsessed with Disney. And at the time I was like, I have brown hair. Let me do Belle. So I did that, and, you know, each year after that, I've kind of just progressively learned more, gotten better, and I actually joined a local princessing company that does birthday parties for kids and have since learned more about wigs and makeup and have just improved every single year. And it's just, it's an addiction. I'm actually limited with only one cosplay my first year, and then I grew to two, and then last year I had four, and this year I have five, and I'm limited to that because of the car space. So,
Wait, we can talk. You can ship stuff to me, and I have a lot of cars that are coming down if we need to talk about that, Faith. We'll talk about this one-on-one because we know each other, but we'll talk about that offline. Now, I want to say, are you okay telling us which four you did last year? Is that acceptable to ask, or give us one or two or who you did?
That's fine. Let's see, who did I do last year? I did Elsa.
We know Elsa. Yep.
I'm like, been thinking about this year. I'm like, what did I did Elsa, I did Anna, I did Ariel, and I did Tinkerbell.
You did Tinkerbell. You were one of the, okay. I don't think I saw you as Tink. I think I got pictures of you as all the others.
Yeah, I did Tinkerbell Thursday night last year.
Okay.
I've since discovered I'm much too tall to be Tinkerbell. That dress a little bit short. No, it was fun, though. I liked the wig. The wig was fun. The short little bob with the bun. It was cute. Or the pixie cut with the it was fun. I liked it.
I'm so sorry. Too tall to play Tinkerbell. There's no such thing because if we have all clapped really, really hard that Tink lives, we can all clap really, really hard that Tink shows up as a person. And then, you know, it just depends on how much magic. So you could be a really tall Tink or a really short Tink. I think you could be that one.
Tinkerbells are super cute, though. Like, if you look at the face characters at Disney, the super, super ones, they're so cute. I love it.
So okay,
she's close to making me feel bad about being short. Go on.
No, I think it's awesome.
I couldn't play Tink. I'm sorry. I could play old Tink, old tired Tink, but I could not.
They have Tink with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and a cup of coffee hand.
Coffee bathroom. In my hand, no cigarette. I don't believe in that. But Tink with gray hair, who's been like, dude, I have been watching after Peter and these kids for a really long time.
They might not get old. Great.
She's just like done with their crap, Tink.
I'm done. Dear Lord, Peter, stop it. Quit bothering that damn alligator. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. That would be my Tink.
So, Faith, who, if you can, share with us, who are you going to be doing this year?
So this year, I've got Rapunzel. My wig actually came in yesterday. It came in the mail. I was so excited.
You have your frying pan? You got your cast iron frying pan?
I will. So, you know, I'm super excited for that one. So I've got Rapunzel that I'm going to do Thursday night. Friday, well, actually, I don't know the rest of the schedule yet, but okay. I'm going to do Ariel, Elsa I'm doing for the parade. And then who else? Wonder Woman and Aurora.
Oh, awesome.
And I have seen her Wonder Woman, folks. There are, I would say, five Wonder Womans at Dragon Con that I absolutely adore that really, and one of them does a lot with the Dragon Con superheroes because she's in Atlanta and I don't know her name and I'm really sorry, but she is awesome as well. But so is this Wonder Woman. So we've got some great Wonder Womans, and you do much more like the Linda Carter Wonder Woman outfit than like the new Wonder Woman outfit. Yeah. So,
yeah, I do more classic Justice League, Linda Carter. In my opinion, it's easier to imitate a cartoon than a person when it comes to cosplay, just because, you know, you can't change your face structure, but, you know, you can, I don't know, it's just easier with cartoons, I think. Yeah.
But this is one of the five, because I think I can count them on one hand that I've loved. And, two of them you'll see in the parade, because they both come every year, and they stand at different areas, so you don't see them one at the same time. You can just think that she turned around really quick and gotten another part. If your kids are there, but, so you've got some really great Wonder Womans, and you are a great one, Faith. I've got to say that. And I'd love to talk to the other Wonder Womans. If they want to email us and tell us they want to be on the show, we'd love to talk to you too.
No, thank you. We actually joined a gym in the spring, and that's helped me, I think, look more like Wonder Woman. So,
Awesome. And, so now your husband, so he says the BB-8, is there, if you could get him to cosplay with you as one of maybe a side character for you.
He wants to be a Jedi. We've had some, personal family stuff going on this year, so we haven't had a chance to get, everything done that we've wanted to, you know, family comes first, of course. But maybe next year, hopefully, cause you know, we've made plans and stuff already. So.
Well, and next year, always next year. Well, see, the good thing is you're already thinking about next year.
Of course. I already think about into the future. Who doesn't?
the directors do. We try to not admit it, but we do. And John does too, because, you know, he's already planning what he's going to do for charity dressing up 2 years from now. Right, John?
Faith, are there any guests that you're looking forward to seeing this year? Have you had an opportunity to even look at the guest list yet?
I have. I was looking at some of the Game of Thrones characters. I'm kind of sad that Cersei's not going to be there, but I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look at all of the people that are coming. I'm sure once I actually sit down and look, there'll be a lot. I've been too busy, you know, reaching out to people and trying to find this or that character for the panel and, you know, trying to get this panel perfect. Yeah.
Ooh, have you thought about
you know, family stuff and at school and work and life is busy.
Golly gee, that darn life. Why can't we all just be rich so we can do Dragon Con only Dragon Con all the time? That would be awesome.
Totally, that would be awesome. If anyone wants to make a donation, that would be cool. I would not turn it down.
Yeah, figure that out. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, I usually don't look at that kind of stuff until the schedule comes out, the app.
Yeah.
Good girl. Good woman. Good woman. Yeah.
Has it been updated yet?
Until the app comes out. So.
Okay. Cool. So remind everyone again where and when the meetup is, or the what are we calling it? Character encounter.
So it's going to be. I'm sorry if you can hear. That's my cat.
Hi, Kitty. What's Kitty's name?
This is Fiona. She's a senior citizen, so sometimes she gets lost in the house because she's half blind and cries, and it breaks my heart.
Well, and that's why I said she's a Well, I have a dog who is a poodle shih tzu mix who is blind and deaf. And so that's why that's why I said I had to be able to be where we are doing this, because I had to hit mute, because sometimes all of a sudden, even though she is sitting with my husband right now, it'll just be like, no, wait, I haven't seen my mommy in a while. I got to bark until I find her. So that was like, oh, let me be able to mute. So we understand.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Did you name Fiona after the cat that is, oh God, which movie is that?
Shrek.
Shrek is a princess.
No, we actually adopted one. She was already named when we adopted her. She's a Humane Society baby. We got her from the Humane Society 3.5 years ago. She was a senior citizen when we adopted her.
Aww.
It's actually a funny story. I love telling the story. We're going to sidetrack for a second. I'm sorry.
Right. That's good. No, you're good.
So we had moved out of off campus and we were like, honey, I really want to get a cat. So we go around, we're going to all the shelters and we're trying to see, you know, my husband's a tall man, so cats are often scared of him. So we needed to find an animal that would not be scared of him, would like him, whatever. So we're going around all the shelters and we're not really finding anything that, you know, would work for us. And so we're like, well, you know, let's go back in the morning. We'll try again tomorrow. And, you know, when the cats are fresh, they haven't been with people all day, you know, they've had a break. And so we go to the Humane Society first thing that morning and we walk in the cat room. And the first thing I see is this tiny little cat pushing itself up against the glass, trying so hard to get out of this cage. So I'm like, I tell the attendant, I'm like, can I hold that one? Can I, you know, see her? And so they take her out, they put her in my arms, and she instantly starts purring and nuzzling me. And I turn to my husband, I'm like, honey, this is our cat. Like, she just instantly I knew. And she was probably 9 or 10 when we adopted her.
Oh, senior cats are so sweet, guys.
I love the senior kitties. They have such a hard time finding homes, but they're some of the sweetest animals. I love to tell that story. So
no, I love it. I did you go to the shelter that's off of Northside near 14th or whatever it is?
We went to 10th Street or 14th Street Humane Society in Atlanta, right there in Midtown.
I think we're talking the same one. It's over
on that side, kind of like you're going towards Atlantic Station.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. Oh, that's where we got our first cat. My husband was in grad school, because I gave my husband the ultimatum. It was either a cat or a baby. And guess what we got? That was really, at that point, we only got a cat. I was still in college. It really wasn't that big of a threat, but he seemed to take it. So that was always good. I got a cat out of it. And it was supposed to be my cat. And the cat's name was Allergy. We named her. She was a kitten, and she was his cat. She cared not jack about me other than, you sometimes fill my food bowl. She was his cat from day one. She loved him so much.
That's how our other cat is. We have a stray that adopted us. We didn't take her. She adopted us.
That's how you get a cat. Yeah.
But that's my husband's cat. You know, she likes me. She tolerates me. She loves on me when her food bowl is empty.
Yeah.
Her name is Jasmine, and yes, we did name her after the movie because she's beautiful and she knows it, and she works it. So,
I thought Fiona, I think, is from Pinocchio, and I thought Fiona, and I'm gonna get this wrong, probably.
Figaro is who you're thinking of. Figaro.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I am thinking of Figaro. Well, and as you said, Fiona, do you have any Fionas or Shreks maybe coming? Mm-hmm.
Not this year. We can look into it for next year. No one really cosplays those characters. No one ever cosplays Pocahontas or who else am I having trouble?
Pocahontas is
Jasmine.
Pocahontas, it's so hard to find Jasmine. Them. Well, they're a little culturally.
They're amazing.
Yeah. You got to be careful with Pocahontas, let me tell people. Okay, so parents. We've all seen the ads and we've all seen the, you know, we don't want to, you know, what if women science pioneers or things like that? If you're looking for Madame Curie, go over to steampunk. Okay. Go to alternate history. I'm going to bet you money there is somebody cosplaying as Marie Curie. If you're looking for some other things, let us know. Let the tracks know. We'll pull in. I mean, this kind of came out of parents talking about it and Jill and Faith and other people being interested in it. So if there's something like that you want to do, let's talk about it, because people cosplay as real people too. And you know, we'd love kids to love them too. We love astronauts. I mean, I've seen a lot of people in NASA astronaut suits, the full white things with the thing over their head, and that could be any astronaut. So it's kind of cool. Just FYI. If you want something like that, let the tracks that would be involved now. And we do have real astronauts coming to space. So go see the real astronauts too. Mm-hmm. Along with the character meet and greet. So just saying.
So
Faith, I don't want to do this, John. Faith, I don't want to.
This is the part of the show where we play a little game with our guest and Lee. And I don't know if you've been listening, but I'll explain just in case you haven't. what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three topics. You're going to pick one of them, and then we're going to go back and forth naming something from that topic between you and Lee. So, for example, if I was to say of Batman villains, you would say Faith.
Catwoman.
Lee, you would say?
I would say Poison Ivy. We'll go on and win.
And then we would go back and forth until one of you runs out of answers, or each of you reach 10, in which case then we just say this is probably going to go on forever and we can just stop. So if you happen to be the last one who gave a correct answer, you get 2 bonus points, and that's how we play the game. Understand?
And Faith, let me explain the other parts, even though I know you have listened. So to anybody who just came into this one because somehow you really wanted to talk about the character meet and greets or listen about that. So basically, Faith, I start at -6. He has somehow done this, no matter what he says. He has somehow done this, so you will be the winner on each of these categories. Now, we might get to 10. The only way we're going to do this is if we get to 10, and then we don't get any
bonus. Lee thinks this is the case, but this is not the case.
John, it is. And everybody knows it. And everybody likes that I lose this. So it's perfectly fine, and I'm a good sport about it. But I'm just saying, Faith, you already start with +6. At least +4. Depending on the topic.
So here are your topics.
Show up on the randomizer.
Here are your topics, randomly chosen from the spreadsheet. Masters of the Universe characters, films with a witch in them, or movies with a witch in them, or franchises where a mermaid appears.
What was the second one? The witch one.
Movies where with a witch in them.
Really, John?
Yep.
Really?
So, Faith,
start. And then that's just random. We haven't heard this topic before, but that's just random today.
Yeah.
That is kind of random, actually. That's really random.
Faith, give me your first one.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Lee.
A witch. I would say that would be Maleficent, so I would say Sleeping Beauty.
Faith.
Does it have to be, I guess, Hocus Pocus?
Doesn't have to be Disney. Oh, Hocus Pocus. No. It can be anything. No, anything with a witch in it. Which is funny because Lee said one. Anyway, go ahead, Lee.
Witches of Eastwick.
Okay. Faith.
Hansel and Gretel.
Sure.
Is that a movie? Probably.
Sure.
Oh, there's been versions of it.
Sure.
Okay. Do you want the movie name or the story name? So I'll go the movie name, Tangled.
Okay.
Faith. The Wizard of Oz.
There you go. Lee?
Oh, lots of witches in that one. Very good. I would go The Little Mermaid. Ursula is one of my favorites. Oh, God, Ursula is one of my favorites.
Faith?
She's awesome.
She is.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Lee?
A good witch. I would go with, you said it had to be a movie? Oh, no. Yeah. Doesn't work. Movie. Hold on. Don't you dare call time on me because I know lots of movies. I will go. Oh, a witch. A witch was in. Not a witch.
I got to give you time. Got to call time.
Crap.
Sorry. I'll give Faith the 2 bonus points. And Faith wins that round. Okay,
of course,
Lee.
All I could come up with right now was like Winnie the Pooh.
What's funny is Maleficent was actually a film that you could have named.
I could have. And you said that, and then it went out of my mind. So I was thinking Maleficent. I was also thinking Beauty and the Beast, who has kind
or
of a witch
beach.
Enchantress.
Either one.
Beauty and the Beach. Yeah, we watched that last night. We actually watched the live-action version last night. My son hadn't seen it. It was awesome.
Okay, so here are your choices.
Uh-huh.
Fictional languages, characters from The Simpsons. Oh, wait, sorry, I just changed them. What the heck just happened there? All right, let's go with this. Fantasy races, television geeks, or fictional scientists?
Mm-hmm. All right, Sam, one more time.
Fantasy races, television geeks, or fictional scientists?
I think I got to go with fictional races.
Okay, go.
Mermaids.
Faith.
Oh, okay. That's what kind of races you were talking about. I thought you meant like foot races. Like,
No. No, marathon. No, that's a real one.
Not a marathon, which a marathon should be a fictional race. We do want to actually just put that out
there. My caffeine hasn't kicked in yet this morning. It took me a second on that one. But elves.
Elves, good. All right, Lee.
Hobbits.
Faith.
Dragons.
Lee?
Klingons.
Sure, Faith.
Orcs.
I didn't say fictional fantasy races, so yes, that'll work.
No, you said fictional doesn't matter.
I know. That's why I said I'll take the Klingon. Go on.
Fictional races. Did we say orcs?
She just did. Yes.
That's what I thought. She just said orcs, and she said dragons. So another fictional race would be the aliens from any of the movies, like Close Encounters.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Come on. Faith. The big spindly aliens, because those are only in.
I would need a more specific name, but I'm going to take. I'll say gray aliens. All right.
Gray aliens will work.
Wizards?
That's more of a class than a race.
The wizarding race in Harry Potter is taken very seriously.
Oh, very good. Okay. You defended that. You defended that very well, Lee.
Fairies.
Faith.
What? Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Sorry, my husband is walking.
Her husband is helping. Wait, where's my husband?
Your husband is of no help to you now.
My husband is of absolutely no help at all, and I cannot remember their names. I'm trying to figure out the name of them because they're the ones in Saga, and they're the ones that are. The Lion Cat. That is actually a whole race. The Lion Cat is a race.
Okay,
cats
Faith.
Talk and they tell when you're lying.
Faith.
Giants.
Sure. Lee.
Smurfs. You said fictional.
Yeah, sure. I'll take Smurfs. Fine. Faith.
Goblins.
Yep. Lee.
I'm trying to think of the things that are Smurfs, but they have the little red hats. Gnomes. Faith. Are we at 10 yet? Please, God, let us be at 10.
We're almost there. Faith?
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Trolls.
Yeah, your husband can help you. I don't care.
Trolls.
What?
No, take that away, honey. He's flipping through his magic binder, like, putting to different card types. Let's see. Dementors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, excellent. Okay, if we're going to go there, let's go with Harry Potter. Hippogriffs.
Yep. Faith? I mean, are you...
Merfolk?
Sure. We had mermaids, but now merfolk. Those are slightly different. Mm-hmm. Lee, this is for 10.
Teletubbies.
I'm going to give it to you just because we get the 10 with this, Faith.
I'm just going to let her win on that one because I cracked up.
No, don't. Because then I get two extra points. You got to get one more. Go one more.
See, we're like looking around our living room for ideas. Pokemon.
I'll take it. What's weird, though, is that Lee opened up the Star Trek
Pantheon. Yeah, I went Klingon and then I was blanking on
Should have gone the Vulcan, Romulan. Any of those would have been fine.
I blanked on everything after Klingon. I'm not... This is why this game I hate so much. Because now I can think of Klingon, Vulcan. We can think of the blue people, the Nebu whatevers. I mean, I can think of a lot more, but I can't. Yeah, all done.
It's easier when you're not under pressure, because then you'll be like, it's this.
It is. And I'm sorry, people. Smurfs are fictional, as are gnomes, as are fairies. As our dragons, unfortunately, we really want dragons to be real because I want to ride one.
All right. So, Faith, here's the last round. The choices are flavors of Coke, which, by the way, if you've been to the... Anyway. So, Mickey Mouse universe characters.
Oh, God.
Or programming languages.
Programming languages.
Okay. Faith, go.
C#.
Lee.
Java.
She knows one. Faith.
JavaScript.
Yeah, fair enough. Lee.
C++.
Ooh. Faith.
C.
Oh, there you go. Lee.
DOS. It's a language. Don't even.
Technically, it's an operating system. I'll give it to you just because I know Faith has more. Faith.
Visual Basic.
Lee.
Flash. I don't know what that is written in, but is Flash one?
I
have no idea.
I will give it.
Well, ask Faith if she would give it to me, because then you know she has another one after it. Because I'm about done.
I have more languages, so I don't care.
So, okay. All right. Faith, go.
HTML.
There you go. Lee.
I think Linux is a system, but it also is a language, right?
Nope. That one I'm not going to give you. I gave you DOS, which was...
Unix?
It's still an operating system. It's written in something. So, I mean, there are third generation programming languages who are written in something else, blah, blah, blah. Ultimately, everything's written in one thing.
I'm looking around my room, and the only thing I can come up is with Sonic Care, and that's not going to be a language, so I don't know.
Faith, you got one more just to rub it in?
Fortran?
There you go.
Oh, hell, she's got more than one more. Just ask her all of them, John. Just keep going. You two play this game. I'm out. I'm done.
Okay, assembly.
PHP.
Let's see, what do we do? Pascal.
SQL. Oh.
Object Pascal.
COBOL.
We did Visual
Basic. Oh, Faith, I hope you beat him.
J++. It was a thing.
Have we said Python yet?
No, we have not. No. So we said that. I'll say Perl.
R?
Oh, R.
There's a language just called R, really?
Yes, by the way, if you ever try to find it, Google it on the web, it is like impossible. People, it's like naming your band. I don't know if you know there's a band called Live. It's like trying to find anything written by Live, because it's like, it's too freaking generic.
Live plus the band plus lyrics is about the only way to get
there. Yeah, it's like, yeah, right, exactly. But anyway, why they named it R, I mean, I kind of have an idea why they did, but still.
All right, R was the last one. It's Faith's turn now.
No, she gave R. It's my turn.
Oh.
And now I'm drawing a blank.
Again, I got Sonic Care and Phillips and
you already said COBOL, right? You said COBOL?
I said COBOL.
Yeah.
My mom used to teach that, so I know that one very well.
Thinking of all the languages I've been trained. And I'm out. So Faith wins twice. So we give her four bonus points for that.
I'm a really big nerd.
guys, when John says this is random, ask Faith and John when they're not in costume or not in the middle of something what they do for their work. And just ask them offline and do that, because that'll be interesting.
It was completely random.
I bet you can guess right now, people. I know you are all very, very smart.
27,
hate you, John. 10, hate you so much.
18.
Is there one in there for me maybe that is, sociology authors, or systems of public health? I mean, something in there for me at all?
So anyway, Faith, again, what time is the character encounter? One more time.
Sorry, that was funny. So it's going to be Sunday of Dragon Con. So Sunday, September 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's going to be in the Marriott, room A601-602. We're going to have a bunch of awesome characters, superheroes, princesses, a couple of villains. And we are looking forward to potentially having some visitors from the 501st in as well.
Great.
And super excited for that one. So.
So,
and Faith, if somebody wanted to say to you, I'd like to do this, I'd like to talk to you maybe about adding my person, where can they contact you for that? Maybe it's not this year, but next year or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, no, because I mean, we all plan several cons into the future. So, you know, it's totally fine. But I'm all over Facebook. I actually post little teaser pictures in the Facebook event. Just search, kids character encounter. That's what it's called on Facebook for the actual Facebook event. But I post teaser pictures in there all the time. So just shoot me a message on Facebook.
Yep. And she's also
totally open to new people joining us. Cause like I said, I think it's awesome when people want to do this for the kids and
volunteer their time to make a kid's day. You know, that's awesome.
That's awesome. And also remember, folks, that a lot of these events, this event is under Dragon Con events, but it's also kind of cross-posted with Kaleidoscope Track. So Jill's been putting up a lot of things about this and other things in her track and her fandom group as well. So Dragon Con Kaleidoscope will also get you there.
So for ease of use, I will also link directly to the Facebook events page and to the Kaleidoscope track on Facebook as well, so that folks can find it there if you're having trouble getting to it through Facebook. It's fairly actually comes up really easily on Facebook, but anyway.
Just in case, we want to help.
So until next time, this is John for Faith and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.